nena. Claro, loba, yes, ama. Claro, loba, baby, ama. Claro, loba, bet your mind. Other girls may try to take me away.
Take me away.
But you know, it's by your side I will stay.
Hello everyone, this is Eliza, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is Confessions of a Freak with, as I said, Eliza and...
Anika.
Alright, hope you guys enjoy!
We're on our way home, we're going home. You and I have memories longer than the road that stretches out ahead. Two of us wearing raincoats, standing so low in the sun. You and me chasing.
All right, that was Two of Us by The Beatles. And would you like to introduce our theme for tonight, Annika?
Why, yes, I would, Eliza. Thank you for asking. Tonight, we are having the theme of the show be mom car songs. This was Eliza's idea when your sister Emma was in the studio with us. You guys seem very excited about this. I didn't realize that was a genre of music until we had discussed that. But I am very excited for the show tonight. Hopefully my mom is tuning in. I feel like it's relevant to her.
I feel like of anyone who it might be relevant it to, probably.
It might potentially, potentially be relevant to her.
Yeah, so the whole idea is just songs your songs your mom would have played.
Really heavily.
What? Do you think?
Ignore me.
I think you're breathing just fine.
Thank you.
Colin. Is Annika breathing?
Don't call in.
Just kidding. Don't do that.
Oh yeah, you should call in so then Eliza has to pick up the
oh,
phone.
Oh God, no! Don't
we
call
did
in.
A little, okay, nobody knows this, but now you do. We did a little switcheroo tonight. Usually I'm behind the board. My mom says I'm tuning in. Thank you. But we decided since it was Eliza's theme, Eliza would be on the board tonight. So things are a little topsy turvy in the studio.
They are a little topsy turvy.
Yeah.
No.
I'm enjoying it.
I'm glad you're enjoying my suffering, Annika.
No, you're doing wonderful.
Just
call
kidding.
In, call in and tell Eliza how good a job she's doing.
Annika's being very helpful. Many things have gone wrong. Will I say they were my fault? Yes, because they were. But, you know, I'm learning. I'm learning. I'm living. I'm loving. But yeah, so tonight we're playing songs that your mom might have played in the car. Our mom certainly played them in the car when we were growing up.
Yeah. Or in spirit.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's just things that sort of fit the genre.
Yes.
So next up is one of my picks. It's Dublin Boys by Ansha Duvakot. I don't know if that's how you pronounce her name. It's spelled A-N-T-J-E. Ansha?
Antia?
Antia? Oh, that probably.
Because my name was, like, a variation. My name is Anitya.
Uh-huh.
Which is why, I don't know.
Okay.
I used to write that in kindergarten on my papers. And then in parentheses, I would write my actual name. So you can see that the individuality complex started really young.
Okay, well there you go. Antia Duvakot, Dublin Boys. This is like, me and my sisters acknowledge this as like the quintessential mom car song because we just listened to it so much that I was under the impression that she was like a very famous, very like like an artist that everybody knew. And I mean, she has a decent following, but really just not like to the scale that I imagined with how much I listened to her in the car with my mom.
Well, it's crazy. Her she has 345 listeners in Seattle.
And let's hear it for Seattle.
Oh, it sounds so hollow. My clap like that. Okay, let's listen to this song.
All right, here you guys go.
Sweet city of Dublin, I'm heading home, 'cause all the houses on your streets are burning down. Oh, but not to worry, 'cause I will be okay. Yes, I will pick myself back up another day. But I am dirty from the travel, and I miss my family, so goodbye, Dublin boy.
Alright, that was All I Have to Do is Dream by the Everly Brothers. And right before that was Dublin Boys by Antje Duvekot. And my bad, I totally forgot. Anika has a very special song she would like to talk over a little bit right now. Playing right now.
This is concerning hobbits. Well, during the break, Eliza and I were—I was doing some research because the automated music system here is called Rivendell, and I was like, "What's the significance of that?" So, listen up, guys. Rivendell is a valley in J.R.R. Tolkien's fictional world of Middle-earth, representing both a homely place of sanctuary and a magical elvish otherworld. It is an important location in The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings, being the place where the quest to destroy the One Ring began. Location: Eastern Eriador, a western valley of the Misty Mountains. Founder: Elrond. First appearance: The Hobbit. So, didn't we all learn a little bit tonight?
This is
better than a PSA, honestly, like way better.
Forget freeform, this is straight up educational.
Yeah, I was texting my mom also during the break and she was saying that she met Antje, the singer of the last song, or two songs ago, briefly, when she bought her CD. And I don't know why she said, my mom texted, "I got a babysitter that night, wink."
What?
Okay.
Thank you, Mom.
Thanks for taking care of me.
This is really life-changing for me that your mom meant. Like, she is such an enigma to me. I want to meet her so bad.
My mom or the singer?
I was thinking the singer, but now that you mentioned
it. My mom's listening. Watch what you say.
I would love to meet you, Mrs. Annika's mom.
So true.
That would be fantastic. But yeah, I'd love to meet Antje Duvekot. So if anybody has any links, I know she lives in the Medford Somerville area. That is public information, not me.
Wait, actually?
Yeah.
Wait, we should like have
quote unquote
her in
based
here.
You know, we should have her in as a guest.
You know, Bia's from Medford.
Yes, one of the artists performing at Spring Fling.
Yeah. Why is this song so good? I won't apologize for it. We used to, for some reason, in high school in history class, we used to listen to this while we were doing work.
That, like, it does make a lot of sense to me. Yes. I would do history work to this. As a history major?
Speaking
actually,
as a history
major?
As an ILVS major?
Stop. I'm being so called out right now.
No, I would do work to this. I think it's a nice, pleasant. It's a soft banger. And it is almost up. So would you like to perhaps introduce the next song we have?
The next song is Heart of Glass by Blondie.
A real... Quite the abrupt.
I always thought my mom looks a little bit like Blondie, but she's a brunette. So that's kind of a problem. But please enjoy. This is an OG mom song for me. Very important in the mom song canon.
Very, very important in
really,
the mom song universe.
Yes. This awesome. Is mom song cinema. Yeah. Okay, let's get into
it. There we go. All right, that was Heart of Glass by Blondie. I was, something I said was definitely a mom car song for myself as well, but it was Annika's pick, so.
I'm glad that we have some common ground here. Why did I deliver that really monotone? I mean it.
It's a very serious topic. Mom car song.
Mm-hmm.
No, but looking through, so each week Annika and I make a collaborative playlist. I'm seeing a decent amount of overlap, if not in specific songs, then just in general vibage.
I can't lie, I see it too.
You know what? I'm not afraid to admit it.
Yeah, I'll be brave. It's fine. Anyways, yeah, great song. My mom says because she's not blonde, she should be called Bruni. I don't know if that's blondie to Bruni for brunette. We can workshop that one when I come home for spring break.
We'll have a chat
about that. No, I love it. And next up, another very important mom car song. This is also featured in Shrek 2. Very important in my childhood. This is Changes by David Bowie.
Waiting for, and my time was running wild, a million dead end streets. And every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me, but I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't wanna be a richer man.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
It's gonna have to be a different man. Time may change me, but I can't trace time. Sides, but never leave the stream of warm and permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't tell them to grow up on out of it.
Alright, that was, if you didn't already guess, My Girl by The Temptations. Instant classic.
Instant classic. I was telling Eliza, I feel like if I think about like a really positive like childhood summer, this is the song that gets boiled down to. Like, this is like peak, like me watching Stand By Me with my friends, mm-hmm. going on like bike rides in the like early evening.
I miss a good early evening bike ride. Oh
gosh, please take me back. Take me back. Also, the movie My Girl needs to be unpacked. Eliza says she hasn't seen it.
I don't think I've even heard of that movie.
What an influence in my life. That's low-key took away my innocence. I'm not gonna spoil anything, but it gets really upsetting, and it features this song for obvious reasons.
I was gonna say, does it include, well, maybe I'll have to watch it just to hear for a moment, literally. For a fleeting moment, it's My Girl by The Temptations.
It changed me.
And then that inspired me to say, have you seen the Temptations musical? Ain't Too Proud. Fantastic musical. I went to see it on a school field trip my junior year.
Wow.
And I got really excited.
And you're, I was like, I know those songs. David Ruffin enjoyer.
Oh, I got a used David. It was David Ruffin at his best. That yeah. album I
what
got
if you had,
from
like
a,
David Ruffin at his worst.
I'm like,
what would be
let's,
on there?
Let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen.
Let's get in touch with our people.
Actually, maybe this is only funny to me. My friend that this has to do with isn't even listening, but I got some, we were at a bookstore together over the summer, and I like bought a book, and they were trying to get rid of things that weren't selling. So they're like, if you buy a book, you get a free book from our like trash book bin. So I picked this random
trash books.
I picked this random anthology. It was like Ruth Stone at her best. And you know, I don't want to hate on her writing, but me and my friend read through like the whole book together, like over her kitchen table doing dramatic readings, and we're like, if this is Ruth Stone at her best, I don't want to know what Ruth Stone at her worst is. And we were watching interviews, and people were like, she's moving, she's compelling, she's everything, and we're like,
is she?
Maybe after in the next break, I'll recite a Ruth Stone poem.
I look forward to it. No, David Ruffin at his best is very, very good. So I feel like David Ruffin at his best, you know, it could still.
David Ruffin at his worst is probably still quite good.
It's if we're being honest. Oh, God. That's such a good. I mean, it's like a compilation album, but it's still fantastic. 10 out of 10 would recommend David Ruffin at his best. Maybe would recommend David Ruffin at his worst, but we won't get into that.
next up. We need to.
Okay. I was going to say Ext-nup.
Yes.
I just need to acknowledge that.
Next up is one of my picks. It is We're Going to Be Friends by The White Stripes. Not necessarily a car song, but my mom and I are really big fans of Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, and this is
This is his intro song.
Perfect. Awesome. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Let's get into it.
Fall is here. Hear the yell. Back to school. Ring the bell. Brand new shoes. Walking blues. Climb the fence. Books and pens. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. And look at all the bugs we found. Safely walk to school without a sound. Safely walk to school without a sound. Here we are, no one else. We walk to school all by ourselves. There's dirt on our uniforms from chasing all the ants and worms. We clean up and now it's time to learn. Let us learn to spell. Nouns and books and show and tell. Playtime we will throw the ball. Back to class, through the hall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. We don't notice any time pass. We don't notice anything. Sit side by side in every class. Teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she likes the way you sing. Tonight I'll dream while I'm in bed, when silly thoughts go through my head about the bugs and alphabet. When I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
All right, that was Angel of the Morning by The Pretenders, a song my mom definitely played a lot in the car. So, you know, suitable.
And next up, we have Pure Heart by Diamond Hotel. This is actually my mom's band. Shout out to my mom.
Shout out to my mom.
And this song is about me. So this is my little narcissistic pick.
Character moment.
This, oh my God. She wrote this a while ago. Like, I don't know. She'll probably text me to correct whatever I say. But definitely, it's been a while. Like, who knows? Maybe the song's 10 years old. I enjoy it. Everybody go stream Diamond Hotel and support.
I will say I did a pre-listen, and I also enjoyed it, so would recommend.
Also, we have a PSA.
Oh, we so do have a PSA. Ahem. Please. Please.
Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Wait, that's kind of funny. Okay.
Now hold on a minute. We've got a comedian in the PSA binder.
Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signs. This has been a life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
Yeah, definitely do not walk for traffic.
Walk for traffic!
We probably want to be walking away from the
walk
traffic.
Walk into traffic. Don't
this
do
message
that.
Is brought to you by...
This has been a life-harming message from your enemies at WMFO in Medford.
Evil WMFO moment. Exactly. So true. That was a beautiful PSA. So
thank you.
Relevant.
I only laughed like 3 times.
Well, you know, with an opener like that, with a cold open
hey.
It's crazy.
Well, let's get into the music. This is Pure Heart by Diamond Hotel.
Thank you.
All right, that was Pure Heart by Diamond Hotel.
Shout out to my mom again.
I will say once again, very impressive. I do really enjoy that song. I think I already added it to my mega playlist.
Oh my
gosh.
If I
haven't already, it's going on there.
Yeah,
it's going on the Best Tomatoes.
Everybody's stream. I think this is the only album that they have out. This was released in 2017. They have their top listener is from La Barthe-Inard, France.
Interesting. Do you know who that is?
No. Okay, wait. Who is that?
Nice.
And yeah. Also, when we were talking about Rivendell earlier, this is too good of a comment to pass up. Doesn't that sound like that would be in, like, a place they go to in Pixie Hollow?
It does.
Right? I was really into Pixie Hollow back in the day.
Wait, can you name... My sister asked me to name all of the Pixie... Like, the main Pixie Hollow fairies. I got more than I was expecting, but I wasn't able to match a lot of them with their abilities.
Silvermist.
Yes.
Tinkerbell.
Yes.
Vidia?
Yes.
Vidia's the evil one, but I liked Vidia.
I also liked her.
My mom also says, another album coming out soon.
Keep an eye out. Yeah.
Maybe we'll be the first to cover it on air, hopefully.
For sure.
Yeah. And next up, we have an artist that me and Eliza have some mom car song overlap with. This is Brandi Carlile. Yeah, I feel like this was like the main thing that me and my mom listened to in the car.
Bridging the mom gap, Brandi Carlile. Oh, that should be her tagline.
Yeah, I approve.
Anyway, this song is fantastic. Dying Day, Brandi Carlile.
Enough said.
Enough said. Please enjoy.
I left home a long, long time ago in a tin can for the road with a suitcase and some songs. Chasing miles through the nighttime, making tracks with no time for looking back to the place where I belong. Your troubles free. It's not fair for me to be this far from you, but I promise to stay true.
Yeah. best thing you ever done for me. Used to help me take my life less seriously. It's only life after all. Yeah. Well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable, and lightness has a call that's hard to hear. And I wrap my fear around me like a blanket. I sail my ship of safety till I sank it. I'm crawling on your shores. And I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, yeah. Closer I am to find, yeah. And I went to see the doctor of philosophy with a poster of Rasputin and a beer down to his knee. He never did marry or see a big great movie. He graded my performance. He said he could see through me. I spent 4 years prostrate to the higher mind. Got my paper and I was free. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, yeah. Closer I am to find, yeah. I stopped by the bar at 3 a.m. to seek some up with a headache like my head against a board, twice as cloudy as I'd been the night before. And I went in seeking clarity. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountain. We go to the doctor, we go to the mountains, we look to the children, we drink. Less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, closer I am to find, closer I am to find, yeah.
All right, that was Closer to Find by the Indigo Girls, and that was one of Annika's picks. So do you have anything you'd like to, any commentary?
I was saying this is the mom car song. I feel like moms are so into the Indigo Girls, at least like our mom's generation, right?
Mom, reach out to me because I don't know.
Confirm this.
Please, if you could confirm.
Miss Eliza's mom, excuse me.
Please. Please. We need you.
Give us a bone.
I'll let you guys know if she responds in the next 3 minutes. But since we are nearing the end of the show, I'm just going to say real quick, this is Confessions of a Freak. I'm Eliza. That's
Annika.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Anything else you'd like to say before we play
our final song?
Shout
out to the moms. You know, it's about a week past International Women's Day, but I have not forgotten.
Mom Day every day.
Mom Day every day. Okay.
sort of in contrast to the Women's Day concept, however, our final song is
Boys Don't Cry by The Cure.
All right, and that's everything from us. So good night, freaks. Thank you for tuning in. See you next week.